من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained they fought, they gave their lives and they fought for deen, and together with them were many righteous people also. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they did not become weak, they did not give up, no matter what reached them in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Even they gave their lives, وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. And they did not become lazy, they did not show any weakness, and neither did they throw in the towel in any way. And وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves such people who remain steadfast on the deen in this way. That was what we read before. Further now, Allah Ta'ala says, what was the dua of those people? They made this effort also, and together with that, they made this dua. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ. And the dua was just this much all the time. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. Ey Rabb Hamari Bakhasham. O Allah, forgive us zunubana, our sins. That is, if we show any weakness in the matters of deen, then you please forgive us. Wa israfana fi amrina. Or hame ziyadati hui hamare kaam mein. And if we transgressed our limits in any way, if we transgressed our bounds when doing the work of deen, even if it is tabligh and da'wat, giving a bayan, jihad, etc., commanding the right, forbidding the evil, in all that Allah has set limits also. So those limits must not be transgressed. For example, a person commanding the right, he must not think I'm superior and I'm better than that person. He mustn't think low of that person. His action is low, the wrong that he's doing, but he mustn't think low of that person. Consequently, he must not humiliate, disgrace, insult that person. So all those, whatever we have transgressed our bounds, forgive us, O Allah. وَثَبِّتَ قَدَامَنَا. And let us remain firm on your path, on the truth, on peace. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. اور ہماری مدد کر قوم کا کفار پر. And help us against the non-believers. So this is the dua all the time. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ. A time will come upon the people, upon my ummah, that al-qaimu ala deenihi, a person who will be firm on his deen. He will realize the true deen, that is not a modern deen, not a watered down deen, but the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. On the deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was, and the sahaba on which deen they were. People can call it today the camel age deen, the stone age time, all those funny things they can say. But those who remain firm on that deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it will be for them like al-qabidu al-jamara, like a person is holding red burning coal in his hand. Like that it will be to remain firm on the deen. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ خَمْسِينَ. Their reward will be of 50 people. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked, minna أَوْ مِنْهُمْ. 50 from amongst us, the Sahaba, or 50 from amongst those people at that time. Now, 50 people amongst them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said something to the effect, لَا مِنْكُمْ. They will have the reward of 50 people of the Sahaba. They will get the rewards of 50 Sahaba. So great is the reward to remain firm on one's deen and to stick to the proper deen, no matter what all comments people make, whatever they bring obstacles in that path. But those who will remain firm on the proper, correct deen, they will get the reward of 50 Sahaba. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا أَعْوَانَ لَهُمْ عَلَى دِينِهِمْ. They won't have anyone to support them, help them. People will go against them. People will talk against them. People will put obstacles in their path. So therefore their reward is so great. And for the Sahaba, that you have lot of support for Deen. When you want to practice on Deen, at that time Deen was the predominant thing. So everyone supported a person on Deen. But today is the time when if you want to practice on the proper Deen, any man, any woman, any person, you will find lot of obstacles. And right from your immediate people, people will be objecting to you that how can you practice like this on Deen? This is old fashioned, this is being too strict, this is being too hard, this is not right, etc. So for such people, there will be the reward of 50 of the Sahaba. So in this time, a person must not be afraid and must not worry about the comments of the people, must remain firm on Deen, and he will get the reward, such great rewards. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.